Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy. We're living on God's Word. Today we're going to be reading Ephesians chapter 4 from the Jesus Bible, NIV edition, review key takeaways, and end our session with a prayer. Unity and maturity in the body of Christ. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that all descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. For him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Instructions for Christian living. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learn. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the altitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, and that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 4. So here again, we see Paul giving us instruction for a Christian living, how we are to be, how we are to comport ourselves, how we are to treat others, how each of us must put off falsehood and speak truth to our neighbors, and to not let our anger fester in sin, and to not let the sun go down while we're still angry, and to not give the devil an entryway, a foothold. So let us pray. Father, thank you so much for giving us your daily word, your instruction on how to live life, for giving us the will to get up every day, to love our loved ones, to be kind to our loved ones and our enemies, people who may not like us. Just teach us to even overcome the word enemy. We should not have enemies. Even if people don't get along with us, we are to be patient, we're to treat them with kindness, we're to be Christ-like. and treat our loved ones and anyone else with total love and acceptance. Father, give us this capacity. Eliminate words such as enemies out of our vocabulary. Help us be in a way that people receive us and are open to us in our influence. Help us lead the way back to you in a simple form, as simple as we can. Give us that strength and that awareness. In Jesus we pray. Amen. This concludes today's reading interpretation of Ephesians chapter 4. We hope that you would join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.